Let's talk movies now, and I'm joined by our regular movie critic, Dom Corrie. Hi there, Dom.
Hi, Jesse.
Very interested in all the movies you've got to talk about today. Should we start with Jordan Peele's new film?
Yes. Now, it's called Nope. And what is exciting about this film to me is that Jordan Peele is in a slightly unique situation as a filmmaker in the contemporary market, and that he's a brand unto himself. He broke out with Get Out, which he won an Oscar for writing the screenplay for, and then he followed it up with Us, and now it's his latest film, and he doesn't like to say what his films are about. He's he never kind of puts too much into the trailers. With Nope, all that was revealed ahead of time is that about a brother and sister who run a horse ranch, and Daniel Kaluuya, who was the lead in Get Out, is the lead actor in this, and Kiki Palmer plays his sister. And the trailers hinted at sort of something happening up in the sky, and then the final trailer, you saw Daniel Kaluuya on a horse being chased by what appeared to be a UFO. So there was talk that this was like maybe a UFO movie, but we couldn't be sure. He likes misdirection. I just love that kind of for the first time since M. Night Shyamalan, you have a filmmaker where no matter what they're doing, you know it's kind of going to be interesting and cool and weird.
Yeah, it's a great reference, by the way. I think most of us eventually gave up on M. Night Shyamalan, but for a while there it was – He was Sixth Sense, wasn't he?
Yeah. He's coming back, I reckon. He went wobbly for a while, but he's coming back.
Unbreakable, Signs, The Village. I think was a bit of a fun. Roger Ebert's review of The Village is about the funniest piece of writing I've ever read.
The Village is where it all went bad for him, and he made a bunch of turkeys. But I thought Old was kind of interesting. Yeah. But what's great about Jordan Peele is that. In an era, even more so than with M. Night Shyamalan, in an era when we're all about sequels and remakes and adaptations of existing characters we're familiar with, superhero movies, there's a real homogeneity to the kinds of films that come out and that get a big marketing push and a big, broad multiplex movies. And he's one of the only guys just doing original content. So I love him for that.
And is that because he makes enough money for the studios that they trust him, or is it because he's doing things outside the studio system? What's the story?
Well, like Get Out was a unique proposition. It leaned into social issues in a way that a big genre film hadn't for a while. And yeah, that made money. Then Us was a hit. So yeah, he's earned his power as a filmmaker. So I was very excited going into Nope. And there's a lot of cool stuff in this movie. A lot of amazing vistas, some great actors doing great stuff, and I just sat there appreciating that I was watching original content and that it wasn't a Marvel or a DC film or a Star Wars film, and it was just about people reacting to an extreme situation. I don't want to give away what the MacGuffin is. And this film has been extremely well received. It's gotten really good reviews, but I gotta say, I just didn't quite click with it. I appreciated it, and I like it. For all the reasons I discussed, I celebrate that it exists and is successful and people are liking it. For some reason, I just found it a little bit obtuse and a little bit I just didn't understand why certain things were happening and my characters did certain things. And I've read a lot up on it since I saw the film, and I was like, oh, that's the point he was making. Okay, yeah, cool, that does make sense, and that's cool. But I don't think you should have to sort of read an interview with the director to know what a film's about.
I'm mixed on that. I love the post-film read, but if something is essential to know to enjoy the film, then, you need to get it beforehand.
Yeah, so I would encourage people to see this just for the sake that it exists and is big, ambitious. There's a lot of it shot on IMAX cameras. It's kind of about films in a lot of ways. And I've thought about it a lot, but I just didn't – it didn't kind of envelop my heart the way it seems to be doing with the majority of people who see it. So I'm in the minority and not being fully on board, but I didn't hate it or anything.
Great name for a film, by the way, Nope, Jordan Peele. People will remember the Predator movies from the 80s, huge franchise, and there's a new one.
Yeah, they keep trying to reboot this and they keep messing it up. A few years ago, there was a film called The Predator, which could have been awesome, but was not. This new one's a really cool angle. It's called Prey, and it's set in 1719, and the main character is a young Comanche Native American woman and named Naru, and it's basically a predator in colonial America, and it's kind of amazing. It kind of it's sort of like Predator meets Apocalypto, which is, you know, set several centuries beforehand. But seeing this young female protagonist use her wiles and just kind of they've pared back the aliens versus predator of it all. They're just focusing on what made the predator cool. The only bummer about this film is that it didn't come out in the theaters. It went on to Hulu in the US, and it's on Disney Plus here. I would have loved to have seen this on the big screen. And that's possibly a result of the fact that Predator is a Fox franchise, and Disney acquired Fox a few years ago and haven't been prioritizing their Fox properties. Yeah. But it's a real bummer that this didn't even just get a token screening. It's the kind of film that, in synopsis form, some people might complain is going too woke or whatever because it's about Native Americans and it's a young female protagonist.
Yeah.
But wow, it's all business. This is not a film with you know, an agenda on its mind apart from just being a kick-ass thrill ride with a protagonist that you just really get behind and really sort of believe in her abilities. It's not unrealistic how she deals with the situation. She's a badass. She's got a tomahawk on a rope that she flings around. I love to pray.
It's by the director of 10 Cloverfield Lane, if that means anything to anyone.
Yeah, that was that sequel to Cloverfield. Dan Trachtenberg, he's an interesting guy, and he's done a great job here. And they should give him a bigger franchise or let him make a bigger follow-up to this. But it's opened up this whole world of people are sort of responding online saying you can just plonk the Predator down anywhere now. Put him in Roman times. Yeah. Put him in medieval England or something. And it shows that you don't need sort of a futuristic environment or even a contemporary environment to make a cool Predator film.
Good one. That's Prey. It's on Disney Plus. And then one I think a lot of New Zealanders will be interested in is 13 Lives.
Yeah, this is Ron Howard's dramatic adaptation of the Thai cave rescue, which captured the world's attention in 2018, I think it was, when the soccer team was stuck underground by flash flooding. This is a real meat and potatoes movie. I really enjoyed it. It's the kind of straight down the line, dramatic, just drama that's not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's just about humans under extreme pressure and extraordinary circumstances sort of pulling together and achieving something extremely difficult. And Colin Farrell, Viggo Mortensen, and Joel Edgerton in here as the divers who sorted out, who conceived of the crazy way they got those kids out, which when you see it all play out, you realize how much of a moonshot it was.
Mm.
And Ron Howard is a director, an old school director who can just kind of, he's just a steady hand on the tiller, if you know what I mean. He's not doing anything too innovative, but he can deliver the goods in an old fashioned way, and he captures the power of this moment. There was a widely seen documentary that came out a year or so ago called The Rescue, I believe, and this is obviously a filmed telling of the story, and he has to kind of limit the scope at some point. And I really enjoyed 13 Lives. It's not going to change anyone's life, but I may have messed it up while watching this.
You might have what? Oh, yeah. Okay. 13
he,
Lives.
He captures the power of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, just any like really good dramatic coverage of a story that you know slightly is going to be good in my view. We're watching We Crashed at the moment on Disney, same sort of thing. Oh, what is it on Apple TV? Same thing, you know, a true life story that you know a bit of, brought to life by a couple of great actors, and I'm happy. Well done.
Isn't it fun watching Anne Hathaway be a bad actor? Like, her character's supposed to be a bad actor in that show, and she's such a good actor. I'm a huge Anne Hathaway fan. The public, yeah. She falls in and out of favor with the public. I've held true. I think she rules, and I just love, have you gotten to the bit where she's putting on that sort of Vanity Project play?
The Chekhov, yeah.
Yeah, and she's just awful, but it's you have to be a really good actor to be able to portray a bad actor.
Yeah, well said. Thanks, Dom. Nice to talk to you.